奉主耶稣圣名，继续跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the Bible together.
今天下午我们来谈一谈离开道理的开端，进道成熟。
And today we will talk about leaving the elementary teachings and entering into maturity.
圣经它的道理有不一样的程度，就是不同的阶段。
And the Bible has different levels or sections.
有些道理是很基础的。
There are some basics in the Bible.
但是圣经因为它是神的话语它里面一定含有要让我们整个人变成成熟的必要内容。
But the Bible includes within it the content that is necessary for us to become mature.
就好像我们一个人的生命从小孩子慢慢变长大，然后到年老的时候变得真的生命展现出很赏心悦目的光辉啊，这是要一个过程。
Just like a person as they grow in their life from childhood into adulthood, there is a progression.
所以我们看到如果一个人成熟之后你不管他的说话、他的做事，然后他的各方面都会让人觉得很感谢主。
And a person who is mature, from the different things, the way that they behave and the way they speak, they will all cause you to glorify God.
要成熟就是要有神的话语。
And to be mature is to have the word of God.
因为我们的生命是从神来的。
Because our life comes from God.
所以就好像一个父母亲，他养育他的儿女，从不懂事到懂事。
Just like a parent who raises their child from not understanding things of the world to understanding.
在这个家庭长大的孩子，他就会显出他这个家里父母亲的这个形象。
And that child will reflect how their parents raised them.
所以我们的孩子基本上都是我们做父母亲的这个镜子。我们以前可能就是像我们的孩子这样子的。
So our children are mirrors of the parents, and we used to probably be like that.
那如果我们希望我们的孩子成熟，我们做父母亲的一定要先追求成熟。
If we hope that our children can be mature, then we as parents must first seek after maturity.
我们今天早上提到诗篇110篇里面的一部分的道理。
And this morning we spoke about the message within Psalm chapter 110.
我们现在在翻诗篇110篇。
Now let us turn again to Psalm chapter 110.
第三节这里这一句经文呢是拦截的经文。
And verse 3 is a very difficult to understand verse.
因为它有不一样的翻译本，有不同的意思。
Because in different translations they have different meanings.
因为希伯来文它如果少一点，或者是那一撇放在不一样的地方，就有不同的意思。
Because in Hebrew, if it is missing a dash or a dot, then it will change the meaning.
那所以，因为这个经过年代久远，有一些抄本在抄的时候，可能有一些笔误，所以就产生不同的意思。
And during over time, as they were copying the Bible, there are different versions that were copied down, and this has different meanings.
那所以，但是110篇又非常重要，圣经新约圣经用了十几次。
But Psalm 110 is very important. It is mentioned tensome times in the New Testament.
真的，所有新约圣经在引用旧约圣经的经文，真的是110篇最多次的。
Of the New Testament, the references to the Old Testament is the most often referenced is Psalm 110.
那它最常用到的经文就是第一节跟第四节。
And the most often quoted are verses 1 and 4.
那第三节这一句话其实也是很重要。
Verse 3 actually is also very important as well.
但是这一句话第三节说，当你掌权的日子，你的民要以圣洁的装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己，你的民多如清晨的甘露。
Verse 3 says, Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. You have the dew of your youth.
我们在中文的小字的注解里面有个刮胡，这个掌权的日子或作征你行军的日子行军就是马群打仗要打仗的。
In the Chinese translation, there is a bracket at the bottom that explains it as in the time of marching or going to battle.
那这个你的民要以圣洁，它圣洁的装饰，或者说以圣洁为装饰
And it says that his name is in the beauties of holiness. It is adorned with holiness.
然后甘心牺牲自己，其实这样意思就是要很乐意的奉献，意思就这样。
And the people will be very willing to offer or volunteer themselves.
那你的名多如清晨的甘露，或作你少年时光耀如清晨甘露。
From the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth.
就是你少年的时候你的这个光彩精神就像早晨的甘露这样子清新，这样子朝气蓬勃。
And that is to say that in your youth, the glory is that of the dew. It is so abundant.
但是另外一个翻译，我们直接的比较多人参考的就是你的百姓就像多的像清晨的甘露，到处都是，一早上一起来看到满地都是甘露，就是在代表神的百姓在这个地上很多很多。
So another translation that is often used, it says that the people are like the dew and in the numbers.
那这些百姓都是愿意甘心来献上他自己的。
And these people are willing to offer themselves.
那这些百姓也都是在征战的日子愿意来跟随这位王出去征战的。
And in the time of war, they are willing to follow the king out to battle.
所以不管是征战的日子还是掌权的日子，其实它的意思在两个翻译上来说都一样的。
So the translation is the same for whether it is battle or marching.
就是只是神掌权，他神在 in power.
It is talking about God having power.
就是所以其实他在说明这位主是掌权的。
It is saying that God holds power in His hand.
他的百姓现在每一个人都装饰圣洁以圣洁为一，就是他们都是准备自己像祭司一样是圣洁的荣耀的。
And the people have prepared themselves as priests in holiness, and this has a glory in their holiness.
他们都愿意献上自己像这个王一样。
They are willing to volunteer themselves to the king.
然后那个神的名很多，很有朝气，生机盎然。
And God's name is glorified from their offering.
所以这个第三节经文里面的两种意思。
So these are the two meanings of verse 3.
第四节说，神起誓绝不后悔，说你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
Verse 4 says, the Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
这110篇里面的第一节跟第四节是神两次的宣告。
Verses 1 and 4 are a warning from the Lord.
Declaration.
Or declaration from the Lord.
所以这个所谓的说，其实第一节说主对我主说，其实这个就是一种圣言，就是神的那个意思昭告给所有的人知道。
And in verse 1, when it says, the Lord said to my Lord, this is a proclamation that he declares to the people.
所以当时候诗篇的作者大卫他就好像在现场看到神这样的一个宣告。
So the writer of the time, David, it is as if he is seeing the scene and he is recording it down.
然后到第四节，他就听到神亲口这样子起誓。
And in verse 4, he hears God saying, he's swearing this.
他这个誓言说绝不后悔，就是一定会这样实行的。
And if it is sworn by God, then it will happen, it will come to pass.
那你是照着麦基洗德等次永远为祭司，这个你就是指的基督这个受膏者。
The you, if a you will be a priest forever, this refers to Christ, the anointed one.
那你是照麦基洗德的等次永远做祭司的。
And you will be a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
那这个麦基洗德到底是谁？
And who is Melchizedek?
他显然是祭司。
He is a priest.
那他的这个等次就是他的这个职分，不是从人间从这个律法的这个系统下来的。
And he is not from the genealogy of man.
就不是说因为他是利未的子孙亚伦的后代所以他当祭司。
He does not become a priest because of being a descendant of Levites.
因为麦基洗德他的出现早在律法之前。
Because Melchizedek existed long before the Levites.
麦基洗德他的出现在旧约圣经就是在创世纪第十四章。
And his first appearance was in Genesis chapter 14.
我们现在看创世纪十四章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 14.
创世纪十四章一开始都记载这个四个王跟五个王打仗。
And the beginning of the chapter records four kings going to war against five kings.
那最后这个五个王战败了。
And then the five kings lost the battle.
那战败的一方啊，被掳走的人当中，就是有罗德这一家人。
And one of the families that was taken captive of the losing side was Lot's family.
那罗德就是亚伯兰的啊侄子。
And Lot was the nephew of Abraham.
所以罗德听到他的侄子全家被掳走之后，他就率领他家里面的118个壮丁出去追。
So once Abraham heard this, he followed, he chased after them with his people.
第十五节特别说，他把他们追上了，又把他们这些四个王的联军把他打败了。
And in verse 15, it says that he attacked them and he defeated them.
然后第十六节就是把被掳去的一切财物跟人都把他夺回来。
In verse 16, he was able to bring back all the goods and the people.
那这个时候他们要回来的时候，有一些人来迎接他们。
And when they returned, there were a couple people who came to welcome them.
在迎接他的人，迎接亚伯兰的人当中，有一个王叫做撒冷王麦基洗德。
And one of those who came to welcome them was Melchizedek, the king of Salem.
看第十八节。
Let us look at verse 18.
他是带着饼跟酒出来迎接亚伯兰的，他是至高神的祭司。
He brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High.
所以这个人的出现，圣经都没有交代他到底从哪里来的。
So the Bible did not say where he appeared from.
从创世纪十四章以后，这个人也就消失，也就没有再记录他到底是谁。
And after this chapter in Genesis chapter 14, he is no longer mentioned and he disappears.
一直到这个诗篇110篇的时候，才又出现这个麦基洗德。
He does not appear again until Psalm chapter 110.
那他出现的时候，就是大卫在灵里面好像看到天上神的这样昭告，提到这个人的名字。
And when he appears again, it is when David sees the scene in heaven.
哦，那这个他是神的祭司。
He is the priest of God.
表示他是神指定的。
That means that God has ordained him.
因为在那个时候，在亚伯兰那个时候还没有律法。
Because at the time there was no law.
但是他已经是神的祭司了。
But he was already the priest of God.
神让他当祭司。
God allowed him to be the priest.
好，那这个人他说他为亚伯兰祝福。
And here it says that he blessed Abraham.
愿天地的主至高的神赐福给亚伯兰。
Blessed be Abraham of God Most High.
这个在旧约那个时代，要为人祝福，通常他的位分，他的身份一定比被祝福的人还高。
In the Old Testament, those who blessed another person, they had to be a higher status to bless another.
所以你看，做父母亲的为他的子女祝福。
So we see that the parents often blessed their children.
那这很自然。
This was very natural.
但是如果做子女的为父母亲祝福，这只是很奇怪了。
But if a child blessed their parent, then it was very odd.
所以本来在人间的伦理里面，也是位分高的为位分低的祝福。
So the order of things is that those who have a higher status will bless those.Beneath.
所以显然在当时候，这个麦基洗德，他为亚伯兰祝福，他在他的身份里面，他的认知里面，他本来就是比亚伯兰还高级的。
So for Melchizedek to bless Abraham, in his mind, he considers himself to be of a higher status than Abraham.
他知道他是谁。
He knows who he is.
他是神的祭司。
He is a priest of God Most High.
所以祭司为百姓祝福是理所当然的。
So it is natural for the priest to bless the people of God.
然后第二十节他就说。
In verse 20, he says,
至高的神把敌人交在你手里是应当称颂的。
Blessed be God Most High who has delivered your enemies into your hand.
这个时候麦基洗德就提醒亚伯兰。
At this time, Melchizedek reminds Abraham,
你今天能够去打败，你用318个壮丁就能够去打败这个四王的联军，不是因为你很厉害，不是因为你那318个人每一个都是猛男，不是这个意思。
He is reminding him that the fact that you were able to defeat the four kings with 318 of your servants, this is not of your own ability or those 318, it is from God.
而是因为神帮助你得胜的。
It is God who has helped you to gain victory.
所以是神把敌人交在你的手里，是应当胜算，所以要把这个荣耀归给神。
So God has delivered the enemies into your hand, so you should bless God.
听到这个麦基洗德这样讲以后，亚伯兰就把他这个所得到的，就是在这个征战当中所得到的，拿出十分之一献给麦基洗德。
When Abraham heard what Melchizedek said, he took a tenth of what he had gained from the battle and gave it to Melchizedek.
那这件事情，在希伯来书的作者里面就特别提出来了。
And this scene was specially brought up in Hebrews.
现在这件事情跟 诗篇110篇的道理要连在一起的。
And now this will connect with what is stated in Psalm chapter 110.
因为大卫在灵里面神给他的感动，将来这个受膏者他是按麦基洗德的等次要永远做祭司。
Because in Psalm, the anointed one will continue forever as a priest in the order of Melchizedek.
在大卫那个时代，他们已经有律法的系统了。
In the time of David, they already had the law and the order within the law.
谁是可以当祭司的？
There are those who are allowed to become priests.
一定是在以色列百姓当中利未支派的。
Only those who are the Levites are able to become a priest.
利未支派一定是亚伦的家庭的。
And Levites are only of the family of Aaron.
所以一定是从亚伦的后代出现祭司。
So the priest can only come from a descendant of Aaron.
但是现在这位受膏者他当祭司是按照麦基洗德等次，也就是说是从神指定下来的。
But now there is the anointed one who is a priest under the order of Melchizedek. That means that this has been appointed by God.
好，那表示因为麦基洗德他一出现的时候就是永生神的祭司啊。
Because when Melchizedek appeared, he was already the priest of God Most High.
好，那这件事情就一直放在诗篇里面，这个道理一直到主耶稣出现的时候，这样的一个理解啊，才真的在百姓的在信徒当中啊，明白说哦，这是怎么一回事了。
And this message remained in some until Jesus appeared in the world, and that is when the people heard about this concept.
主耶稣来传福音的时候。
When Jesus came to preach,
其实他在聚会在讲道当中常常会讲旧约的故事。
As he was preaching to the people, he often mentioned stories from the Old Testament.
那其实他读了很多的经文都是跟他自己有关系的。
And many of the verses he mentioned related to himself.
好，所以当时候主耶稣进会堂去读圣经的时候，那个众人都很惊奇主耶稣所讲出来的话。
And when he entered the temple to speak, the people were amazed by the words that he spoke.
因为主耶稣他在讲解圣经的时候，一定是非常清楚的。
Because whenever Jesus spoke, it would always be very clear.
那就好像把这个旧约这个被封住的这个书卷呢，主耶稣就把它打开了，然后让众人都明白啊，恍然大悟，他们心里面就很高兴。
It was just as if Jesus was able to take something that was concealed within the Old Testament and reveal it and explain it very well to them.
你看，当我们如果听到个道理或者是一个什么东西，我们本来不明白的，现在经过解释之后，我们就明白了，我们心里面就很高兴嘛。
Just like today, when we understand something that we did not used to understand, our hearts are very happy.
就好像学生在学一个新的知识，哇，他现在明白了，哇，他就很 happy 啊，他就有那个兴趣想要继续去读。
And just like a student, as they are learning a new skill, as they learn something, they are very happy and they have the interest to keep learning.
那主耶稣他要升天以前，他复活之后，他也特别为这些他的使徒解释这个先知书里面的信息，诗篇里面有关他自己的道理。
And before Jesus ascended, he explained to the people the messages about himself within the prophets.
所以诗篇110篇里面这个麦基洗德等次做祭司的，相信主耶稣一定跟他的门徒解释过。
And so the message that is in Psalm 110, Jesus has explained to his disciples before.
那这个麦基洗德等次做祭司这件事情，就当时候主耶稣那个时代的信徒来说，应该是很普遍的道理。
And for them, this message would be very common.
那可是有些人就是听不明白。
But some people just could not understand it.
我们现在来看希伯来书第五章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
第五章，我们来看第一节。
Verse chapter 5, verse 1.
这里在讲说这个有关于大祭司的问题。
Here it talks about the high priest.
这个大祭司是做什么？是奉派要替人办理属神的事情。
The priest, what is his job? He is appointed for men in things pertaining to God.
那是要为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。
So that he can offer gifts and sacrifices for sins.
所以人要献礼物给神，要透过祭司来呈现到神面前。
So when a person wants to bring a gift before God, they needed to go through a priest to come to the presence of God.
人如果觉得自己有罪，要向神赎罪，也要把这个祭物带到祭司面前，由祭司来代为献上。
And if a person felt that they had sinned, they needed to bring this before the priest so that they could offer a sacrifice on their behalf.
那所以这个大祭司，这个是从这个律法系统挑选出来的， 这个就是按照家谱，他有这个资格才可以当祭司。
And these priests were able to have the ability, they had the right to be a priest based on the family they were born into.
那因为同样是人，所以大祭司也是软弱的。
But high priest was also human, so he also had his own weaknesses.
哦，所以第三节说。
So verse 3 it says.
他理当为百姓和自己献祭赎罪，大祭司一定要先为自己赎罪。
That because of this, he was required to make a sacrifice for his own sin before he could sacrifice for the people.
好，那表示因为大祭司本身是人，也有软弱啊。
Because a high priest is a human and he also has weaknesses.
但是第四节特别说，这个大祭司的尊荣是没有人能够自取，不能够说我想要当大祭司就当大祭司啊。
And in verse 4 it says, No man takes his honor to himself. A person could not just become a priest because of their own desire.
他说要蒙神所召，像亚伦一样，是神指定的。
He was called by God, just as Aaron was.
好，第五节。
Verse 5.
基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司的。
And Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest.
乃是在乎向他说，就是主跟他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。
But it was he who said to him, You are my son, today I have begotten you.
是神指定的。
This was appointed by God.
基督是从神来的。
And Jesus was from God.
就如经上所说，第六节。
He was begotten of God, just as in verse 6.
你是照着麦基洗德等处永远为祭司的。
You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
这个就是直接引用诗篇110篇的第四节来了。
And this is exact quote of Psalm 110, verse 4.
那这个时候，其实希伯来书第五章他一直在强调这个基督他到底做什么。
In Hebrews chapter 5, it is emphasizing what is Christ's role.
是他来人间受苦以后，他愿意顺服神的旨意，所以他现在因着苦难变成完全了。
After he came to the earth, he was willing to suffer, and this is and because of this, he became perfect.
第九节说
，Verse 9 it says,
他既然是完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
所以我们现在这个得救啊，这个得救道理的作者就是主耶稣基督。
So the author of our salvation is Jesus.
那耶稣基督他自己本身是完全的。
And Jesus Christ himself is complete.
他的完全是经过苦难的考验，是被煎熬过的。
He is perfect because he has passed through trials.
他所经过的熬炼跟我们人每个人在世上所过的生活都一样的，他经过这样的一个生活。
He has passed through the trials that we as humans face today in this world.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
他永远都得胜。
And he was always victorious.
他在神面前成为完全，顺服神的旨意到底。
He was complete and perfect before God until the very end.
所以他说第十节说，他蒙神照着麦基洗德等次称他为大祭司。
10. Called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
这个在说明耶稣基督他做大祭司这个角色是照着神的指定，不是照人间的家谱。
So here it says that Jesus is called a high priest because he is appointed so by God. It is not by through a genealogy of man.
第十一节他说，论到这个麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。
Verse 11, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing.
那当时候表示说对希伯来书的作者，当时候那个时代显然这个麦基洗德这个道理啊，曾经跟很多人讲过，很多人都明白，但是有些人就听不进去了。
And that means that this message was spoken to many people, but some of them did not understand.
为什么？
Why?
第十二节说，
Verse 12 it says,
看你们学习的功夫本该做师傅的，谁知道还是有人也有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶的不能吃干粮的人。
For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food.
这里所说那个神圣言小学的开端，这个就是神的道理的最基础啊。
And here it mentions the first principles, the very basic or elementary principles.
那这作者当时来说，他认为说，你们已经学这么久了，照理说应该是要进阶到这个比较高等、比较完全的地步，怎么现在还需要听这种很简单的道理呢？
And the author is saying that you should understand these basics, but you should be able to go to a deeper level, but yet you are still at the same level as before.
那所以现在一直在停留在这个道理的开端，就好像一直在吃奶没办法吃干粮的那个婴孩一样。
And to remain at the first principles that it is like a person who is continually drinking milk and not able to eat solid food.
第十五节是说，十三节是说，如果只能够吃奶的，就是不能够熟练仁义的道理。
Verse 13 says, "For anyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness."
但是如果能够成熟，长大成熟之后，他就可以分辨好歹，他就可以心里面就习练的通达，可以了解。这个道理到底什么意思，而且怎么应用在我们的生活里。
But in verse 14, those who can eat solid food, they are the ones that can discern between good and evil. They know how to apply the word to their life.
所以成熟有一个目标。
So there is a purpose within our maturity.
就是说我们能够分辨好歹，能够把这个道理分辨是真的还是假的。
So that we can discern between good and evil and to know what is true and false.
我们能够认清耶稣基督到底在我们生命当中扮演什么角色，他到底对我们来说有多重要。
We can be clear on the role that Jesus plays in our life and how important he is to us.
那我们的心思能够经过锻炼以后，能够充分的明白这个道理本身对我们的意义。
That the use of our senses have been exercised so that we can understand the value of the word to ourselves.
那所以这个麦基洗德，哎，对当时候作者来说，但是应该你们早就应该了解的了。
And so he felt that this message about Melchizedek, the concept of it, he felt that the people should have understood this long ago.
那接下来第六章第一节他就说了。
Continuing in chapter 6 verse 1, he says.
所以啊，我们应当要离开基督道理的开端，要竭力进到完全的地步，不必要再另立根基。就如什么，就说不用再立根基的，在原有的根基上要提升到下一个阶段了。
Verse 1, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. So they should leave the elementary principles and not keep laying that foundation.
那这也就说明今天我们在这个神的道理上呢，我们要竭力的追求在真道上长大。
So this tells us that today in the Word of God, we need to strive to grow up.
那我们的目标就是要能够进到成熟完全。
Our goal is to be mature and perfect.
那所谓的成熟就是能够分辨好歹啊。
And to be perfect is to understand between good and bad.
他能够分辨什么？
What can you discern between?
第一个一定是主耶稣基督，他是永远的大祭司。
First thing that you can understand is that Jesus is forever a priest.
我们在他里面真的可以得到安息。
High priest, and within him we can find peace.
他可以真的，我们可以很放心的到他面前来祈求他，他为我们祷告，然后他会把神的道理启示我们明白。
We can come before him in confidence, and we can pray to him, and he will help us with what we ask.
那所以，那现在第二个就是我们。能够分辨好歹，我们认识耶稣之后，我们的生命就会更新，我们就有那个过去的我就会放弃，然后长大，成了一个新人。
And once we can discern between good and evil, we will leave behind the old person and we will grow up.
我们的生命能够彰显出神的性情。
Our life will have the essence of God.
所以基本上在主耶稣基督里面，这个生命是动态的，是一直在成长的。
So the gospel is something that is dynamic. It should always be growing.
所以我们说我们的信仰哦，一定要每日更新，每一天都要进步的。
So our faith should be renewed and it should improve every day.
因为不进步就是退步了。
Because when you're not improving, then you are backsliding.
因为就好像你一个东西不可能放在那个河流当中都不会动，你没有往前就是被冲下去了。
You cannot place an object in the river, and if it doesn't move, that means it is being rushed down the river.
那这个道理的开端是什么？
And what is the elementary principles of the
gospel? 他接下去所说的，他说就像懊悔死刑，就是悔改的道理。
The elementary principles are the foundation of repentance.
好，这是第一项。我们今天信神的人呢，我们第一件发生说，我们人有罪，我们需要在神面悔改。
This is the understanding that before God we have sin and need to repent.
那接下去要信靠神。
Next, that we need to rely to have faith on God.
因为如果没有靠着神，我们人是没有力量的。
Because if we do not rely on God, then we do not have strength.
其实当时候，对很多犹太教的信徒来说，他们也信神的。
And during many of the Jews, they did rely on God.
可是他们当时候不能够认识耶稣基督。
But they were not able to understand Jesus.
他们不了解主耶稣基督要扮演的角色。
They could not recognize the role that he was to play.
那接下去他说，接下来就是第二节说的各样的洗礼。
In verse 2, it says the doctrine of baptism.
那各样的洗礼在主耶稣基督的福音里面，信而受洗必然得救。所以要得救，一定要经过洗礼这个过程。
And this is the concept that in order to be saved, we must be baptized.
但是在犹太教里面，他们也有这个用水洁净的道理啊。
In the Jewish religion, they also have a concept of being cleansed with water.
所以其实，在律法当中，他们很注重也是要怎么样保持我们的身体、我们的家庭环境都能够很干净。
And within their concept, they also think it's important to keep yourself and your house, your living quarters, very clean.
所以这个 baptism 这个洗礼是复数的。
So this is why the doctrine is of baptisms; it is plural.
但其实有关于要得救能够进天国这个洗礼只有一洗而已，是单数哦。
But the doctrine of baptism for salvation, this is singular.
所以这里的洗礼指的就是包括旧约时代那些洁身的洁净礼是有多数的。
So the reason why it is plural here is because it includes the different concepts from the Old Testament.
那这些东西都要能够去分辨呢。
And this is something that we need to discern between.
那接下来第四个应该就是这个按手之礼。
And the fourth one is laying of hands.
那个按手礼，这个在当时候就是一种祝福。
And at the time, this is a blessing.
主耶稣他为人按手祷告，就那个病就好了。
When Jesus laid hands on the people, then they would be healed.
你看使徒那个时代，使徒为那些信徒祷告按手，他们就得圣灵了。
And at the time, if they laid hands on people, they would also receive the Holy Spirit.
或者是在教会里面要设立圣职人员的时候，要按立啊，经过按立这个程序。
And they would also lay hands to ordain ordain workers.
啊，这个就是要赋予他们的职分了。
And this is a status that they were given.
所以这些按手礼，它这个也是基础的而已啊。
And this is also very elementary principles.
那第五个。
Fifth one,
就是说使人复活。
The resurrection of the dead.
那表示说，其实，在旧约时代，当时候犹太人他们也相信有使人复活这个盼望。
That means that in the time the Jews also believed that there is resurrection of the dead.
他们相信灵魂不会灭的。
They knew that the spirit would not be destroyed.
不论善恶，最后死人都要复活接受审判。
Whether good or evil, at the end you would resurrect and you would receive judgment.
我们在主耶稣基督里面的道理，这个救恩也告诉我们这个盼望。
And within Jesus' gospel, we also have the hope of this.
我们最后也都是要复活。
That we will all resurrect in the end.
然后要接受审判。
And we will receive judgment.
能够被称义的，能够成圣的，就进入天国里。
And those who,
领受赏赐。
Those who are accounted to be righteous can enter into heaven.
那不能够得救的，就是不被称义的，没有办法遵行天父旨意的，最后就是进地狱里的永刑。
Those who are not accounted as righteousness, they will enter into hell.
所以这个死人复活这个道理也是很基础。
So the resurrection of the dead, this is also a principle, a elementary principle.
那永远的审判，第五个。
And the fifth is eternal judgment.
那这个永远审判就是最后将来每个人要面对的那个。同样一个审判。
This is the judgment that we will all face in the end.
面对同样一个王，就是这位审判主。
We will face the same judge, who is our king.
所以我们每一个人都不能忘记，将来我们都要在面对神接受审判这个事实。
So we need to all remember that one day we will face this judgment.
那所以我们就要每天都要想说，我们要将来怎么样在神面前交账。在神面前可以站立得住。
So we need to every day think about how we can stand firm and to be accountable before God.
那些这些对当时候希伯来书的作者来说，这些当时候都是道理的开端，都是基础。
All of these listed here are elementary principles.
那其实这里面就包括要了解这个麦基洗德的等次的耶稣基督这个大祭司的角色。
And including in here is the concept of Jesus as a high priest under the order of Melchizedek.
那要在原来的根基上继续往前进。
And he is encouraging them to continue building upon that original foundation.
所以我们说要离开道理的开端，并不是要放弃我们的基本信仰。
So to leave the elementary principles is not to forsake our basic foundation.
反过来是在我们的基本信仰底下去更了解。 主耶稣基督所告诉我们这些让我们成熟的道理。
Rather, it is on the basic foundation of our faith to understand what Jesus, the further the gospel of Jesus.
那所以神的旨意就是要我们不断的追求成熟。
And what God's will is that we continually strive to be mature.
所以第三节是说。
So verse 3 says.
他说神若许我们，我们必如此行。
And this we will do if God permits.
神若愿意，那什么事情都可以成功啊。
If God wills it, then anything can be done.
但其实也在说明，我们今天其实是完全要尊重神的主权，要了解神掌权。
And this means that today we need to completely recognize the authority that is within God's hands.
所以雅各书第四章呢提醒我们。
So in James chapter 4, it reminds us.
他说我们要凡事要说主若愿意，我们就可以活着。做这事或做那事。
That we, in everything we need to say, if God is willing, if the Lord wills, then we shall live and do this or that.
但其实这句话，我们可以看出，作者是很肯定的说，主就是要我们这样追求的。
But here in Hebrews, we see that this is something that he is certain that God wants us to do.
那他一直强调要告诉我们说，哎，不要把这个道理离弃了。
He tells us not to forsake this gospel.
我们今天在主里面都尝过这个神天恩的滋味。
Today we have all tasted the word of the goodness of the word of God.
所以希伯来书第四章六章的四节开始，他就在警告那些当时候有些人已经离弃道理，是已经事实的。
And Hebrews chapter 6 verse 4, it talks about those who have already left the gospel, who had already tasted it before.
也就是当时候已经有人被一些异端影响，放弃了主耶稣基督这个道理了。
As some people have been affected by heresy and left the gospel of Jesus.
他们否定了主耶稣基督的存在。
And they denied the existence of Jesus.
他们又回到那个旧的信仰里面去了。
They returned to their old faith.
不是靠耶稣基督能够成圣称义哦，他们是想要靠再次的靠律法来让自己完全。
They would not rely on Jesus for righteousness, but they wanted to return to being accounted to righteousness through the law.
所以当时候这些离开的信徒，其实就我们从第四节开始看，他们都是听过耶稣，他们也领受过耶稣。
So those who had left, we see in verse 4 that they were those who had tasted the heavenly gift and they had been partakers of the Holy Spirit.
他们领受圣灵，他们也知道这个，哎，主耶稣带给他们这一切的恩典。
They know the blessings that were brought from Jesus and they had heard of Jesus.
他们也知道说，哎，这个神的这个道理，旧约圣经在讲主耶稣基督的道理啊，非常的完整。
They knew that, they knew very completely the gospel of God.
他们也知道主耶稣所带给我们这个盼望。
The gospel of Jesus and the hope that he brought.
可是最后他们还是把他离弃了。
But in the end, they still forsook it.
离弃之后，这里说就没有办法重新懊悔了。
And here it says that once they fall away, that they are not able to return again.
最后就是要等着被焚烧了。
And they can only wait for the punishment.
所以这个这一章里第六章的前面这一段呢，就在讲这个我们要不断的追求在道理上成长。
So verse 1 tells us that we need to continually strive to grow within the gospel.
那现在这个麦基洗德，他这个主耶稣基督这个按麦基洗德这个等次，这个道理在第七章就开始详细的说明。
And in chapter 7, it starts to describe in detail and explain the order of Melchizedek.
对我们来说
，to us，
麦基洗德他这一个人呢，其实真的像第七章的第三节所说的。无父无母无族谱无生之始无命之终。
He is like a person who is without father, without mother, without genealogy.
他这个麦基洗德，他是撒冷王，他就是仁义的王，又是平安的王。
Melchizedek is the king of Salem. He is the king of peace.
那其实，在希伯来书的作者里面，他这些特质就好像他是从天上来的一样。
And all of these characteristics show him to be from heaven.
那所以。他用这样一个对比的方式来证明耶稣基督，他也是从天上来的，他是仁义的王，他是平安的王。
And just like Melchizedek, he is compared to Jesus, who is a king among men, but also is a king from heaven.
主耶稣基督，他如果按照人间来说，他是没有说他是大卫的子孙。
If Jesus, from the perspective of man, he is from the genealogy of David.
但是从罗马书第一章，他说按圣善的灵来说，他是神的儿子。
But in Romans chapter 1, it says that he is the Son of God.
在罗马书九章十五节，他特别又强调耶稣基督就是这个永生的神呢。
And in Romans chapter 9, verse 15, it mentions that he is the Son of God.
他就是神。
He is God.
所以这个道理在第七章看来啊。
So the message that is within chapter 7.
他要强调主耶稣基督他现在来到世上所要执行的这个救赎的工作。
He emphasizes the work of salvation that Jesus has come to do.
第十六节。
In verse 16.
他成为祭司不是要照属肉体的条例乃是要照无穷之生命的大能。
Who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life.
所以主耶稣基督来他其实是要来赐给我们这个永生的。
So Jesus Christ came to give us eternal life.
他的经历啊跟一般的世上的祭司都不一样的。
And his experience is different from that of the worldly priests.
第十七节他给一个理由因为有给他做见证的说好这个就是诗篇110篇的第四节再引一次。
In verse 17, this is a repetition of what is in Psalm chapter 110.
他现在带给我们一个更美好的盼望。
Now he brings us a more beautiful hope.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
靠着这个指望我们可以进到神面前。
Through this better hope, we can draw near to God.
所以主耶稣基督他带了这个特殊的职分。
So Jesus came with a special status.
这个职分是要让我们可以得永生。
And this status allows us to have eternal life.
他要让人进到神面前。
And it allows us to enter into the presence of God.
律法本来都是其实律法本身就是要引我们到神面前去而已。
The purpose of the law itself was to bring us before God.
但是律法往往办不到让我们人得到力量。
But the law can never give man strength.
我们现在如果看第七章哈。
Now, in chapter 7.
第七章看第十八节啊。
Let us look at verse 18.
律先前的条例因为软弱无益，所以废掉了。
The former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness.
这讲这个旧约律法的那个。局限性。
It talks about the limitations within the commandments.
通常律法是叫人知罪而已。
The commandment is so that we have knowledge of our sin.
定人的罪。
And to judge us for our sin.
但是律法没有办法让我们的罪得赦。
But it does not allow us to be atoned for our sin.
律法也没有能力叫我们完全。
And it does not have the power to cause us to be perfect.
只有耶稣基督他有这个能力。
Only Jesus has this ability.
他要帮助我们解决这个罪的问题，他用他自己的宝血来成就他。
And he will solve this problem of sin by using his own blood.
哦，所以第27节他把他自己献上。
So in verse 27 it says that he sacrificed himself.
他自己其实就是当那个祭物。
And he himself was the sacrifice.
哦，所以这个大祭司啊。
So this high priest.
他是这么样的完全呢、啊、
？He was this perfect.
第二十六节说
，26 says，
他是圣洁、无邪恶、无玷污、远离罪人、高过诸天的。
He was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens.
主耶稣基督他的圣洁完全哦，在福音书里面写的很多了。
And how perfect Jesus Christ was is in the Gospels.
他真的远离罪了。
He departed from sin.
但是主耶稣却亲要去救罪人。
But yet he was here to save sinners.
这里说我们中文圣经说他远离罪人，不是说主耶稣不爱那个罪人。
Here when it says he was separate from sinners, it does not mean that he does not love sinners.
而是他为了要执行这个救恩的工作，他一直分别为圣，不让自己去沾染任何的污秽。
But for the sake of salvation and to save man, that he separated himself from sin so that he would not be tainted by it.
所以主耶稣他是经得起检查的。
So Jesus can stand up to inspection.
他就当时候跟听他讲道的人说：“你们当中谁可以指证我有罪？”
He would say to the crowd, "Who among you can point out my sin?"
所以主耶稣他没有罪，他最后才有够资格去为我们献在十字架上。
And because he had no sin, he had the ability to die for our sin.
我们今天靠着他 就能够得到完全的生命。
And relying on him, we can receive eternal life.
那这个这样，在希伯来书的第六章、第七章，他就在解释啊，这个耶稣基督按麦基洗德的等次做祭司啊，他所带给我们的功用。
So chapter 6 and chapter 7 talks about the benefits or the result of Jesus being a priest for us under the order of Melchizedek.
那这些道理呢，我们要不断的去查考，去追求。
And this gospel we need to constantly study and to strive after.
因为当我们没有在从圣经里面去读神的话语的时候，
because when we do not read the words in the Bible,
我们人往往会按我们自己的想法去以为说这样子也可以，或那样子也无所谓。
As men, we will often use our own thoughts to decide whether something is okay or not.
当我们会在真道上下功夫的时候，
but when we are putting effort within the true gospel,
接下来我们才会有信心的。
Then we will have faith.
因为信心如果没有用真理做基础这个信心往往持续不久。
Because if a faith does not have the truth as a foundation, then this faith will not last.
一个人可能听到一些什么事情，或者听到什么道理，或者是看到什么见证，他可以一时之间变得很有信心。
A person can, after hearing a message or listening to a testimony, all of a sudden have great faith.
但是有时候当我们自己本身碰到问题的时候，我们这个信心就失落了。
But once meeting with trials or something difficult, then that faith can be lost.
所以要在信心上真的成长，就是一定要有这个真理的基础，要了解这个圣经说这个最基础的这个信仰。
So in order for our faith to remain and to be strong, then it needs to be founded upon the truth and to understand the elementary principles of the Bible.
你看到看回到第六章。
Let us return to chapter 6.
第六章，我们看希伯来书第六章哈。
Hebrews chapter 6.
我们现在看第十五节。
Let us look at verse 15.
他讲亚伯拉罕，恒久忍耐就得了所应许的。
He is speaking of Abraham who had patiently endured and obtained the promise.
他是用亚伯拉罕做例子。
He used Abraham as an example.
亚伯拉罕他对神有信心呢。
Abraham had faith in God.
他相信神的应许。
He believed in God's promise.
在他最没有指望的时候，他对神的信心没有失落。
When he was in a time of least hope or hopelessness, he still had faith in God.
最后神给他的应许就实现了。
And in the end, God gave him the promise.
所以他有子孙。他有土地。
So he had descendants and he had land.
神当初应许给他的都实现。
All that God had promised him to before were fulfilled.
那有这个信心之后，我们人才有可能会有爱心。
And after having this faith, then is it possible for man to have love?
那爱心也才能够持久。
And then this love can be sustained.
所以有真理让我们产生信心，有信心让我们的爱心可以继续不断的得到力量去行出来。
So when we have the truth, then we can have faith. And when we have faith, then we will have the strength to continually live it out.
然后之后呢，我们在这个盼望上也会越来越有把握。
And then in our hope, then we will have more and more confidence.
所以在道理上成长以后，我们在盼望上才会越来越坚固了。
So that as we grow in the truth, then we can be more firm in our hope.
第六章的十九节说。
Chapter 6 verse 19 says,
他说我们有这个指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，并且通入幔内。
This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil.
就是说将来我们可以领受这个永生的这个盼望很重要。
This hope is very important because it is what will allow us to reach eternal life.
这个盼望好像就是用那个锚裹在神面前的。
And this hope is anchored before God.
那又把这个目标定在神身上，那这个时候我们这个灵魂的锚就稳定，就不会飘来飘去了。
And when our anchor is on God Himself, then our hope will not be shaken or wavering.
在这个世上生活，我们目标就很清晰，我们都知道那个我们往的方向是哪里。
Then in our life, our direction and goal is very clear. We know where we're going.
那这个就是我们今天在这个信仰上，主耶稣基督所应许我们的。
And this is what Jesus Christ has promised to us.
他要求我们要不断的在道理上成长。
He asks for us to continually grow within the truth.
让我们在爱心、信心、盼望上都能够越来越成熟。
So that we can become more mature in faith, hope, and love.
那要能够真的明白 这个道理啊，你读圣经是免不了的。
So to in order to understand the truth better, it is impossible to not read the Bible.
我们今天如果不注重读圣经，我们就没有办法真的了解这些道理。
If we do not read the Bible, there is no way that we can understand the truth.
所以我们现在在读经，在读诗篇110篇呢。
So in our Bible study, our Bible reading, we have reached Psalm chapter 110.
从110篇到118篇。
From Psalm 110 to Psalm 118.
这个有的章节都很短。
Some of these chapters are very short.
114篇只有8节而已。
Chapter 114 only has 8 verses.
117篇只有2节。
117 only has 2 verses.
我们一天如果读一章2节，20秒就读过了。
If we are only reading 2 verses a day, we can finish this in 20 seconds.
但是等到读到119篇的时候。
But then you will reach to Psalm 119.
它一共有176节。
And there is 179 verses.
你从头一直读到最后一节的时候，大概要花20分钟以上。
In order to read from the beginning to end, it will take you at least 20 minutes.
读第一节还了解，等到最后一节的时候，就忘记第一节在读什么了。
And by the time you reach the end, you will forget what you have read in the beginning.
那既然这么长。
Since it is this long.
我们就要分开读。
We need to separate.
那因为176篇，176节就是以22×8为单位算起来的。
Because 176 verses is 8 sections of 22 verses.
所以其实是每一段都是8节，一共有22段。
And it is there's 176 from 8 times 22.
所以我们现在要读119篇的时候，从110篇开始，又就要开始分段把119篇先读进来。
So we need to separate it into sections as we are reading Psalm 119.
哦，所以。从110篇开始，从今天开始，就要每一天就读2到3段的119篇。
And starting from today, we can add to our Bible reading one or two sections of Psalm 119.
到最后，当我们读到119篇的那一天的时候，我们大概读4段就可以了。
And then when we reach the day that 119 is assigned, then we can read 4 sections.
那这每一段，它都在讲神的道理。
And every section is talking about the word of God.
神的命令，神的典章，或者神的律法
，ordinances or the statutes of God.
所有的内容都跟神的话有关系。
All the content is related to the word of God.
那其实就是要强调神的话、神的命令在我们了解神上面有多重要。
And all of this is emphasizing how important it is for us to understand the word of God in our
lives. 我们要从读神的话语当中去找到乐趣啊。
That through reading the word of God, we can find enjoyment.
我们看诗篇119篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 119.
119篇第16节。
Psalm 119 verse 16.
我要在你的律例中至乐，我不忘记你的话。
I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word.
所以我们要。在读圣经当中，我们就发现，哎呀，神的道理前后连贯，是让我们可以得喜乐的源头。
And as we are reading the Bible, when we see that the beginning to the end, that there is a continuity, this will cause us to feel delight.
有这个神的话来帮助我们呢、啊，在每天生活当中。
And to have the Word of God helping us in our daily lives.
我们的生命才有可能成为圣洁。
That is the only way that our lives can be holy.
第9节说。
Verse 9 says,
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？就是要遵行你的话。
How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word.
如果我们能够常常去记住神的话语，
If we can constantly remember the word of God,
我们生活可以圣洁，就是我们就不会得罪神了。
Then our ways can be pure and holy. We will not offend God.
11节说，
So 11 says,
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
当我们不会得罪神，当我们能够把神的话行出来的时候，我们在神面前就是洁净的。
When we do not sin against God, when we are able to carry out the word of God, then we are holy before God.
所以我们今天在读110篇的时候，就同时要读119篇的第1节到第16节。
So as we are reading Psalm 110 through 118, we also need to start adding in sections of 119.
那这每一节都一直在强调神的话语。
And every section is emphasizing the word of God.
神的话真的要让我们成为完全进到成熟。
How it will cause us to be perfect and to cause us to be perfect.
让我们一起来真的下功夫查考神的道理。
And mature. So let us put forth the effort to study the word.
我们每个弟兄姐妹真的都能够在神面前成为圣洁完全。
That all the brothers and sisters can be holy in the presence of God.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
364首。
364.